there are three basic sources of revenue, Tom. One is general revenues, which is driven by sales tax and corporate income tax. The second is trust funds, which is where we have gas tax monies and documentary stamp taxes and things like that. And third is from the federal government. So over the last few years, we've had a decline in total revenue from all three sources. And so the total budget has gone down from its peak of over $74 billion in 2007 to now $66 billion today. So it's a significant reduction from the peak. This is the second year in a row we've had substantial cuts in spending under Governor Scott.
And so that leaves us with a budget deficit. The last I heard, about $2 to $2.25 billion. Is that right? Does that still stand, Hank?
Yeah, absolutely. That comes about for two reasons. One, because there is a reduction in federal monies being provided to the state because of the end of the stimulus program. There is a reduction in gas tax monies that are going into the trust fund. And there's an expansion in the number of people applying for Medicaid. So the combination of higher demand for government services, somewhat less revenue from trust funds and federal government gives rise to that gap, Tom.
That's interesting. Why has the revenue from the gas taxes gone down?
Because fuel economy is going up. People are buying more cars that get better fuel economy. And higher gasoline prices over the last few years has caused people to drive a little less. So the combination of the two has driven down the monies in the gas tax trust fund, which has hurt spending for transportation.
Now, Governor Scott surprised a lot of observers by proposing to restore much of the funding that he had taken from the K-12 education system last year. How will that play out in Central Florida schools, Hank? Will that help with teacher merit pay, class sizes, perhaps avoid teacher layoffs?
Yeah, it's a big help. The governor is proposing to add $1 billion to education spending. It's a big number. It will bring spending per student to $6,372, which is a significant increase compared to last year, still below the high point in 2007-08 of $7,126, but a major contribution. Will it help with merit pay? Yes. Will it help with student performance? Probably. So I think that's a very good thing. The problem is, how is it going to get paid for?
And Governor Scott's answer seems to be, we'll take it from health care. His proposal takes about $2 billion in state funding from the Medicaid budget. What's the impact of that going to be for the state's hospitals?
Well, it's going to be significant because, as you correctly point out, the reduction is in Medicaid reimbursement rates to hospitals, and it's $1.9 billion. So the hospitals obviously are going to be very negatively affected. So certainly the teachers' unions and those who advocate for education are happy with this, but those who are concerned about health care are going to be very unhappy about it, and they have very powerful political voices. So it's very unclear if the governor's budget can pass in the way it is proposed, Tom.
Now, last year, Governor Scott's budget recommendations featured lots of tax cuts for businesses. The governor says he sees that as a good way to attract job-creating companies to the state. Does the governor's proposal this year also have those tax cuts, Hank?
Yes, he's proposed some additional tax cuts. He wants to eliminate the sales tax on business investment in new plant and machinery and equipment, and he wants to reduce the intangibles tax that's paid on personal property in his efforts to promote job creation. A final important thing, Tom, is that the governor continues to believe in shrinking the size of state government and that by shrinking the size of that government, it will promote economic development. And his budget is true to his word. He's brought the budget down now for the second year in a row. He's proposing no new revenues, and instead he's proposing to close the budget gap by further restricting spending on various programs, including Medicaid, but also general government spending and reducing the positions in state government.